Hivayshu kolayv de pesel amisalim belilim, shtach v'lo korelehim. Humiliated will be all who worship idols, who pride themselves in worthless gods. Bow to him, all you powers. Shimshon Farash explains that after Kvod Shamayim has become manifest, then no form of idolatry shall ever have a hold on the human heart. And he draws a distinction between Pesel and Elilim. Pesel is a physical form of Avodah Zarah, of idol worship. And Elilim are ideological forms of idol worship. So whether it's an external expression, whether it's an ideology, Pesel or Elilim, none of them are going to have any control over human beings. For all that men had worshipped until this point, everything is just going to lie down prostrate in front of the one true God. If we go back to the more classical Mepharshim, the Alshich defines Elilim as spiritual forces that pagans believe in. That includes the sun, the moon, the stars, angels, and spirits. And each one of these celestial forces is represented by a man-made pesel, a graven image. And the Avodah Zarah, the pagans, attribute their success to these deities. But, as the Radak explains, when Hashem smites these pagans and demonstrates that these gods are powerless to defend them, they'll be ashamed of the trust that they placed in worthless graven images. It's interesting. It's the pasuk in Yeshaya, Chaf Dalet, Chaf Gimel, that says that the moon will be disgraced and the sun ashamed when Hashem, master of regions, will reign on Har Tzion and Yerushalayim. And this is Sfarno understands that this is the aspect of moon worship, of sun worship. The celestial bodies that they worship will also be shamed. There'll be such clarity. All of humanity will be aware of what's true and what's false, what's real and what isn't. Shtachu l'kalim. As Yerushalmi in Masechta Zara. And Yerushalmi says that in the future, all the idols will kneel before Hashem, then they'll vanish. The worshippers will recognize the truth, and then they too will bow down in front of Hashem. Golus is dark, Golus is confusing. The 6 days of the week can be dark, can be confusing. We have one day of light, one day of clarity, one day of joy. Yom Zel Yisrael Oyrav HaSimcha. Shabbos is a day of light. Shabbos is a day when we can reflect and enhance our own emunah. Shabbos is a day where we see things for what they really, really are. We assess what's true and what's not, what's valuable and what's not. It's a day of real clarity of emunah. In that way, it's a me'in olam haba, being able to bask in Hashem's light. And therefore, we understand what's worthless. All of these idols, all of these things that people worship, whether it's ideological, whether it's physical, on Shabbos, we realize how worthless they are, what really has true value, where to invest our strength, our koichas, our energy, even during the 6 days of the week.